Mary set out and traveled to the hill country in haste to the town of Judah. Somehow I can't picture Mary traveling in haste. She seems more like, I see Mary walking around like this. I don't know why. Maybe because of all the statues we have around here. I think maybe she moved her hands once in a while. But I see her being contemplative, you know. I can't see her rushing around somewhere, can you? I can't picture this. But as I thought about it some more, the reading for the next Sunday, actually, at the 2 days after Christmas, is the finding in the temple. Both she and Joseph made haste back to Jerusalem when they found Jesus had been missing in the caravan. She didn't walk back when her son was missing. She didn't leisurely stroll back to Jerusalem. And also, when they heard that Herod was about to kill Jesus, they made haste to Egypt very, very quickly. So Mary was not just walking around contemplatively, but we also see her. The reason I say that it's difficult to imagine her rushing around is because Luke in particular mentions that Mary ponders things a lot. She ponders in her heart. That expression keeps coming up, that she thinks about things, and she didn't make haste with the angel. You know, the Gabriel came to her and said, "Hail, full of grace," and everything. And she was troubled. She thought. She questioned. She pondered before she said yes. It wasn't an automatic yes. She had to think about it. She realized there were issues, though she couldn't see them. She came up with what her mind grasped in it. And so in that way, in a sense, she was doing theology. And she really, like a human being, grappled with what God was asking, even in the presence of an angel. So she took her time at that moment. But we find her in haste in this gospel. And as I was reading this, thinking about all the ways in which we are in haste. And, you know, there's really two reactions. There's three possible reactions to this time of year. We're either rushing around desperately trying to get everything done by Friday, or people are very lonely, or they're grieving somebody, or we're trying to have a religious Advent. Is anybody here actually trying to get something out of Advent besides presents? And I hope so. I am. But it's some of the busiest days of the year for me also, and it's very hard to turn it into something religious. You know, I've got all three of those: haste, grief, and trying to make a good Advent out of this thing. And so we're all, you know, you go out shopping or you go out, everyone seems to be in a big hurry. You know, went to the grocery store last week, and it just seems like everybody's madly rushing around. Didn't you? You know, but Mary went in haste. And you know that I was, this week, of course, everybody's in haste, aren't they? What's the big deal this week? No, this crowd, this mass, you wouldn't know what it is. Star Wars. Now, at the 10:30 mass tomorrow, they'll all know. Nothing could get you to go to a movie, would it? If that movie won't do it, nothing will. I was reading somebody's review of this online, and they were saying, "Oh, my Christmas season is complete. All my prayers were answered." They got in on the first night to see Star Wars. I thought, "Oh, give me a break." You know, oh my God. You know, I'm sorry, been there, done that, you know. I'll wait 2 weeks. I'll try not to read the plot, but I'm not going there this week. I can wait, you know. I was there, I'll tell this story. I knew I'd work this in somehow if I long enough. Some of these good stories I haven't fit in yet. In 1977, Star Wars came out. I was in college. I've been a science fiction fan since I was young, and I read every astronomy book in elementary school. It's amazing what we didn't know back then about planets. In those days, they thought the universe was the steady state theory. It's hard to believe. I guess I'm older than I think I am. Nobody believes that stuff anymore. But when Star Wars came out, I was a big Star Trek fan, and so nobody knew what it was on the first day. There weren't a lot of lines on the very first day, but the word got out really fast. And on the second day, I got in line with some friends. We were there. I hate to even admit I did this. We were there for a long time, and I was near the front of the line on the second day Star Wars opened at the Hollywood Cinerama Dome, because that had the best sound system in Los Angeles. In those days, surround sound was not common. And so when Star Wars opened and they had about 18 speakers in there, you know, it was like, oh my God, this is... But what was exciting about it was that some of the movie stars showed up to see it, including William Shatner, who got booed because he got sent right in without having to wait in line, by the way. I got to boo William Shatner, so this is it. Now that was a fulfilled Christmas, let me tell you. I just want to say, you know, we made haste, and you know, that was, I can't believe that people are still talking about this thing 40 years later, but that's not going to fulfill anybody. I mean, it'll be yesterday's news in 2 weeks. That's not Christmas. It doesn't make your life happy. It's fun. It really is fun. But it's, you know, that isn't Christmas. But people make haste for all kinds of things. You know, a lot of us are trying to get things done, and this is normal at this time of year. We have to sanctify the busyness. But a lot of people make haste for the wrong things or for things like we make haste to get to Mass on time, especially if you have children. You know, it's hard to get here on time. You had to get everybody together and corral them and everything, and afraid Father might stare at you if you come in late or something like that. Some people make haste to leave early. I'm not going to say more about that. Where are we going that we have to leave early every week? You know, but Mary makes haste to visit Elizabeth. I was really struck by this, is that I always picture Mary at the Annunciation sitting on the bed or kneeling, or I don't know what she was doing when the angel came. But after she said yes, and the angel said, by the way, your elderly cousin Elizabeth is about to have a child. How old was Elizabeth, do you think? 50? About 50. She was an elderly 50 years old. She was too old to have children. So Mary goes, not to see if it was true, but to help Elizabeth. Mary believes. She believes the angel, but she's going to help. She makes haste to do a work of mercy. Mother Teresa of Calcutta was once asked, she and her sisters, at a certain point, she began to have an hour of adoration. That wasn't in her original thing, but she long time had done this. And she was asked, Mother, if a poor person comes to the door and you guys are having your hour, your nuns, what do you do? She said, I get up and I answer the door. I just transfer the presence of the Lord is now at the door. See, so she makes haste to help the person in need. I think the question to ask is, while the world is rushing around, so many of them trying to get in line to see Star Wars, you know, or getting that present that's going to be forgotten 2 days after it's opened by whoever you're giving it to, am I making haste for God? I think God wishes to sanctify, whether it's loneliness, busyness, or a combination of the two, or indifference, you know, depending on where we're at in this Advent season. We're all on a spiritual journey. Everything in our lives has meaning. We just have to figure out what it is. God has a plan for all of us. He wants to sanctify the place where we're at right now. Mary was a real person. She had to go over to what's called Ein Kerem from Nazareth. We still know where these two places are, been to both these places. It was a bit of a journey for Mary to get there, and she stayed 3 months. See, she too had a real life. She had to make a choice. She had to inconvenience herself, and she had to worry about what Joseph was going to think. How would she tell Joseph, you know? She had a lot of things on her mind, but she thought of somebody else. This is what Christmas is all about, thinking about somebody else. That's what most of us have tried to do here in the church. That's what we do at Christmas Day, and that's what we do when we pray. And the person we're really trying to serve is Jesus. Mary sets the example for this last week of Advent. I want to be in haste about many things in my life, but I also want to be in... There's a time to ponder God's will, like Mary, and there's a time to be in haste. And the time to be in haste is to be in haste to do the will of God while we still can.